by our Kabbalist about this.
First excerpt, Rabash says, there must be 10 in the house of assembly.
The house of assembly, Bet HaKnesset.
And not come one at a time. We asked, should they all wait outside until 10 men have gathered, and then they will all enter together? Have we ever seen such a thing? He brings evidence from the Creator. For man, the Creator has made him at once.
Read a few more verses, Oren.
Rabash says in the second item. Rabash says, it's written in the Zohar, Naso, Rabbi Elazar started, why have I come and there is no man? How beloved are Israel by the Creator, for wherever they are, the Creator is among them. And let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. Every house of assembly in the world is called a temple.
A place of assembly, meaning a place where you enter. It's a convention. It's a convening. Every lesson is a convention.
And let me make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. Every house of assembly in the world is called a temple, and I will dwell among them, since the Shekhinah comes to the house of assembly first. Happy is he who is among the first ones in the house of assembly, since by them what is completed is completed, meaning the congregation, which is no less than 10. Also, the 10 must be in the house of assembly at once, and not come one at a time, since all 10 are as organs of one body, in which the Shekhinah resides. For the Creator has made man at once, and established all his organs together. As it is written, he has made you and established you.
A little more.
Excerpt number 3, Rabash says, it is known that the Malchut is called 10th. It is also known that the receiving Kli is also called the Sfira Malchut, who is the 10th Sfira, receiving the upper abundance. She is called Will to Receive, and all the creatures extend only from her. For this reason, a congregation is no less than 10, since all the corporeal branches extend from the upper roots. Therefore, according to the rule, there is no light that does not have 10 sefirot. In corporeality, something is not considered a congregation that can be regarded as important unless there are 10 men there, such as the upper degrees.
Execute
it. Excerpt
number 4. It says in the Zohar, it is written, why have I come and there is no man? How beloved are Israel by the Creator. For wherever they are, the Creator is among them, since he does not remove his love from them. As it is written, and let them make me a temple, and I will dwell among them. Let them make me a temple is any temple, for any house of assembly in the world is called a temple. And I will dwell among them, since the Shekhinah, divinity, is the first to come to the house of assembly. Happy is the man who is among the first 10 in the house of assembly, since they complete the congregation, which is no less than 10, and they are the first to be sanctified in the Shekhinah. There must be 10 in the house of assembly at once, and not come one by one, so as not to delay the wholeness of the organs, All 10 are as organs of one body, in which the Shekhinah is present. For the Creator made man at once, and established all his organs together. When all of one's organs are completed at that time, each organ is completed in itself properly. Likewise, when the Shekhinah comes to the House of Assembly first, there must be 10 together there. And then it is completed, since a congregation is no less than 10, corresponding to the 10 Sefirot of Malchut. As long as there aren't 10 there together, none of them is completed. Afterwards, the correction of the whole congregation is done. As it is written, the king is glorified in the multitude of people. Hence, the people who come after the first 10 are all a correction of that body, the correction of the congregation, since the multitude of people increases the glory of the king. When the Shekhinah comes first and people have not come 10 together properly, the Creator calls out, "Why have I come and there is no man?" There is no man, since the organs have not been corrected and the body called congregation has not been completed. This is so because when the body is completed, there is no man. For the individual organs that have already come are incomplete. When the body is completed below, when there are 10 together, upper Kedusha comes and enters that body, and the lower one becomes truly as the 10 Sefirot of above. At that time, everyone must not open their mouths to speak of worldly matters, since Israel are now in the wholeness of the upper one and are sanctified in the upper Kedusha.
Questions there? Oren, what's next?
Exit number 5. Rabash says, and they all became one society. In that state, it will be easier to do your will wholeheartedly. This is so because while there is not just one society, it is difficult to work wholeheartedly. Instead, part of the heart remains for its own benefit and not for the benefit of the Creator. It is said about it in Midrash Tanchuma, "You stand today, as the day at times shines and at times darkens, so it is with you. When it is dark for you, the light of the world will shine for you. As it is said, and the Lord shall be unto you an everlasting light." When you are all one bundle.
It's a solution. That's it.